the best people to get involved is women and children in the brickmaking, because they're not as strong as men, so they have to do it in a different sort of way. The method I really like, I think it's really effective, even though it's really simple, is to put the soil and the straw and the water in a wheelbarrow, and you actually layer it. So you put a bit of water in, then your soil, then a bit of straw, then a bit of water. You layer it like a cake, or you're building a garden, mulching a permaculture garden, but you're doing it with... And presumably, if you've done your soil tests and you're putting different soils, maybe a bit of clay and more sand, and you want to do it to a recipe, that can be incorporated into this method. But what you do is you fill the barrow up, then you leave the bloody thing. And you don't make bricks out of that barrow until the next day. You always leave it for a day. And the reason you leave it is the hardest work in making bricks is mixing the mud. By putting the water and the straw and that, the water will percolate through the mix. Sure, you might turn it over a couple of times with a Chinese hoe, but you'll only have to do it, turn it over a couple of times, and then it's ready to use, ready to make into bricks. So my suggestion to people is, instead of trying to get all your mates out of there on one weekend and make all these bricks and it rains on Sunday night and you lose them all, that may not happen, but those disasters have been known. Also, and you know, people use tractors and all those sorts of things. That's fine, but this is another method that probably doesn't seem obvious to people. It seems perhaps a bit too old-fashioned, but it works really well. You just make, you have two wheelbarrows, and each day you do your 12 bricks, fill them up with mud ready for the next day. You've only ever got a few bricks to look after, and as they dry, you turn them on edge, put them in stacks, put some tin over the top so they're safe. So you've never got thousands of bricks laid out. So if it really does rain when they're wet and you don't happen to cover them with plastic, you don't lose them. But you have to be disciplined enough, and you have to think of your project long enough ahead. Because if you do 12 bricks, say, 5 days a week, you're doing 60 bricks a week. So in 10 weeks, you'll do 600. 20 weeks, you'll do 1,200. So if you've got a small house, 1,200 would build a small house. But it'd take you 6 months at that rate to make the bricks. It's a rhythm. You have to have a different rhythm for this method. I've seen women, one woman in particular, who used that method. I think she made 30 a day in preparation for their house. And you think, oh, 6 months, it's a long time. But it's not a long time. And you should be able to plan that far ahead if you want to do a good job on your house.